Well, my friends, yes, it's another election season, this one locally. And unfortunately, because it's the summer, a lot of people aren't paying attention to the primary. I know a lot of people go, wait, there's an election coming up when those ballots hit their boxes, but we want you to be as prepared as possible. Thankfully, our friends over at the King County Republican Party have put together a voter's guide. Joining me now on the Warrior Injury Law Studio line to discuss is Jolie Lansdowne, who's the chair of the Washington King County Republican Party. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Art. It's awesome to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
Such a pleasure to have you. So this is the first time we're having you as chair, and I notice that this is very different from the other voters' guides I normally see out of the King County GOP. Tell us how you did this.
Well, you know, we got to work a little early on this one. You know, when I learned the number one reason that Republicans don't vote in the primary elections, especially the nonpartisan ones, are because they just don't know who to vote for, mm-hmm. I thought, well, we can do something about that. So, you know, we got in early with the team and started researching the candidates. And we thought, let's get a voter guide out to the people of King County early. Did it a few different ways. We reached out to all the 17 legislative districts and got their feedback. We looked at other factors like public records and media and online presence, things like that. You know, of course, their website and statements as those came out. And we even did something new, which we haven't done before. We put together a survey and sent it out to over 200 candidates and invited them to give us feedback on three of the most sort of middle popular topics, taxes, public safety, and traditional values, in specifically boys and girls sports. And many of them responded. And in fact, we even have their specific responses on our website at kcgop.org. But that's how we cultivated these positions. And essentially, we're looking at everybody and how they most closely measure in alignment with our Republican platform. So we're excited about this. You know, we've done all the work for the voters. We've all been there, you know, 2 or 3 days. If you're anywhere in government, all your friends are texting and calling, who should I vote for? You know, who's this, who's that? And especially in the nonpartisan years, because the candidates, you know, they don't really have to declare it unless they choose to in their bio statement or something. So it can be hard at the 11th hour to dive in and research everybody. So that's what we did. We got everybody set up for success, and we're excited to provide it. It's right on our website.
I got to say, I'm looking at this thing right now, and I can't remember in my time doing what I do, such a thorough voter's guide. I really say that. Like, I'm looking at this thing. You've got everybody's answer to every single question. And then you've got something interesting here, because we are Republicans who are vastly outnumbered here in King County. You've got something else. You have on one page, you have their answers to all the questions, so you can see where these guys went. And then you have something else. You have the people that you endorsed for each race. And then in the races where you haven't endorsed anybody, you have here's the best option. So maybe the hold your nose and vote for one of these guys, was that based on the questions as well, where you said, well, we agree with them 40%, but they're still a Democrat. We agree with them 60%, but they're still a Democrat. Was that kind of the rationale for some of these picks?
Yeah, you know, it is a measurement of some of them. You know, some of them we left blank because there just wasn't anybody close to our alignment, you know, with our platform, or maybe we just couldn't get enough information on whether they were or not. So there is some that are blank, but the best choice, you know, we want change. And if we can, you know, provide options that are better than what we have, or if there's a spectrum of folks on the ballot, you know, we're trying to guide. That's our job, right? To guide folks in, you know, knowing the most information so they can make their choices. And so our best choices on there are the ones that most align with the Republican platform. And then we leave it, of course, up to the voter to figure out where they, you know, where they fall with their values and choices in that.
We're talking with Jolie Lansdowne, who is the chair of the King County Republican Party. And you could tell it's a new day for the King County Republican Party, because this is one of the most well-done voters' guides I have ever seen. It's not just a list of names, but they even tell you how they got there. Now, to play devil's advocate, because we are the most pro-devil show on the airwaves, I'm looking at a lot of these candidates, and even I don't know who they are, and I'm, you know, doing this for a living or something like that. So I see some of these candidates I think have a lot of viability. I'm looking at a whole bunch of them right now, but there's some I don't even know who these guys are in a county. as blue as ours. How do we get more of these guys, more of these gals, known by the public? Because that seems to be an ongoing problem.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, the truth is that we have folks running to the Republican Party now in measures that we have not seen before. You know, they're waking up, whether they've just not been engaged before or they've, you know, been a Democrat or whatever, all sorts of reasons. But they're coming to our party. So we're seeing lots of new faces. And, you know, it's an exciting time, I think, to just see that new, fresh, just regular people on the ballot that are, you know, have been impacted by some of these issues, whether it's education or, you know, taxes, all the things. And they're saying, hey, I'm getting in the arena. I'm going to get out there and make a difference. And so it's an exciting time. And, you know, we'll see what happens. We have quite a spectrum. I think people are ready for change and ready for new options. And so I'm really encouraged about what we're going to see on the ballot. And, you know, I don't know if everybody knows this, but we're expecting about 35% engagement on this primary election, you know, on August 5th. And that means that each vote is worth three times the amount as previously, you know, on a, if you're getting 100%. But you get what I'm saying. Sorry.
Yeah.
So each vote is worth three times as much.
Jolie Lansdowne, who's the chair of the King County Republican Party, you've done an incredible job with this, and I don't give out praise lightly like something like that, especially my own party when I'm usually used to beating up my own party. But this is really, really well done. You and your team have done a fantastic job, and I really appreciate you joining us today. Everybody should check this out at kcgop.com. That's kcgop.org, kcgop.org/votersguide. It's all right there, and that way you don't have to burn up my email box with all the questions about who to vote for. It's all right there for you. Jolie Lansdowne, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Ari. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.